The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, and it's actually feel quite wonderful to be here with you all. And not only is there an opportunity to meditate and talk about the Dharma, it's also remarkable to feel the goodwill and the warmth and the gratitude that comes through the chat, and I'm sure represents many other people who don't participate in the chat. And for all of us to be sharing in this together, quite remarkable. And maybe it's almost, certainly adds to the richness of the meditation we do to feel like we're doing it in such a friendly community. So thank you very much. When doing meditation, it's really best not to try to be a perfectionist. Any attempt at perfection probably goes in the opposite direction. It makes it harder, we strain more, and maybe it gets more brittle. And I think that the idea is to be at ease with how things are, not how we think they're supposed to be. To be at ease with how things are, not with what we think they're supposed to be. And to have that, and to have that ease, not be perfect. So that not looking for perfect ease. And what this means is that we're partly learning to hold ourselves, be mindful of ourselves, without it needing to be all one way. But we have an ease with holding things together that are maybe some good and some not so good, some pleasant, some not pleasant, some... what's happening is what we think is supposed to be happening. What's happening is not what we think was happening. All these things can coexist. So, for example, people associate meditation with a quiet mind, not thinking so much or not thinking at all. And so some people then are trying to have that no-thinking state. I think it's better to be at ease with a mind that thinks. And certainly, it's nice to let go of thoughts and quiet the mind, and it's nice to come to a place where the mind is not thinking so much. But even better is not to be disturbed by your thoughts, and to be at ease with them. And in that way, it's possible to let some thinking just recede into the background. And rather than being preoccupied with the idea of having no thoughts at all, we can just let some thinking can just go on in the background, and we can kind of know what we're thinking, or maybe not, as long as in the foreground we're just staying with the breathing or staying with our present moment experience. And so those two can coexist. When thinking comes into the foreground, then we learn to practice with it. But even then, the idea is to be at ease with it. And the same with discomforts in the body. Some people have like a homing instinct, maybe because of fear, to just kind of really tune into uncomfortable, painful sensations of the body, be worried, concerned. And expecting they're supposed to be completely comfortable all the time. But also comfort and uncomfortability can coexist. And sometimes it's just fine to have a certain level of pain, discomfort, also be kind of in the background or just be part of the overall environment, and not needing to zero in on it and focus on it. And that allows us to kind of open up and focus on, all this allows us to then gently focus on what is onward leading, what is really supportive of us to develop meditation further. It's supportive to focus on that part of our experience where we're not thinking a lot, where we're more feeling and quietly, calmly feeling the experience, letting the thoughts be in the background. At some point in meditation, it's onward leading to become aware of the pleasant sensations that they're not there because of some, we're getting, you know, some wonderful sensual experience, but rather as we settle and feel more content here, then we feel kind of the meditative contentment, meditative comfort and pleasantness of the experience. And that is a useful thing to open to. And in the background, there might be discomfort, but if it can just be in the background, don't worry about it too much, and gently open to the pleasant, to the meditative pleasure, joy, contentment that might be there. Or the feeling of rightness, the feeling, oh, this is good to be here. So there's a wide range of kind of pleasant, enjoyable, or right feelings that might come as we meditate, and to open to those and let them spread. Or I like the notion of just opening the body to them, and so they fill us more, or they expand more. So taking a meditation posture and gently closing your eyes, and kind of settling into your posture. And here also, we don't want perfection with a posture. I like the expression, just good enough. Just good enough for you to be here and settling in. And then, if you can, set yourself at ease. Set yourself at ease in your body. And that can mean to be easy. Be easy with what's happening in your body. Ease up a bit around the body. And then as you exhale, settle and relax the body further. And then set yourself at ease in your heart, in your emotional life. Let yourself be easy with whatever feelings and emotions you might have. Ease up on them a bit, not to make them go away or make them different, but ease up, be easy with it all. An easy relationship. And then set yourself at ease in your mind with the things you're thinking about or concerned with. See if you can let yourself be easy with the activities of your mind. Easing up the pressure, easing up the heaviness, the contraction around the concerns. And then as you exhale, to relax your emotional being. Relax and soften in your heart. As you exhale, relax and soften in the thinking mind. Maybe the notion that you're making lots of space for your thinking mind. So you start feeling the peacefulness or the calmness of the space around it. And then settling into your body and feeling your body globally in whatever easy way. There's maybe a broad awareness, maybe awareness that gently, slowly roams around the body to touch into things, to be aware of the body. As you exhale, softening the shoulders. As you exhale, softening the belly. As you exhale, settling in to your body, your posture, your place here. And then to, if it's possible, if it's available, perhaps you can feel some modicum of contentment, or allow yourself to feel some degree of contentment to just be sitting here quietly, peacefully, aware of whatever is here for you, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable, pleasant or unpleasant. It's very significant and valuable to be aware of how things are and to be content with just this opportunity to be quiet enough to be aware of it all. Pleasant and unpleasant, difficult and easy. It's all okay just to be here, aware. Maybe letting go of perfection, that things have to be just so. And then feeling your breathing more fully. Being at ease with whatever way you're breathing. Being easy with your breath. Even if it's labored or tight, be easy. Ease up. Not needing the breathing to be perfect. It's okay for it to be unpleasant if you're feeling it. It's okay for it to be pleasant if you know it. And maybe there's a little bit of both with breathing. As you go through the cycles of in-breath and out-breath, some of the experiences of breathing are a little bit more pleasant, some are a little bit more unpleasant. Offering yourself the gift of knowing, just knowing how it is, and just knowing is enough. As you go through the cycle of in and out, expanding and contracting, inhaling and exhaling, settling in to breathing. And in the breathing itself, as you exhale, relax and let go. Soften. Go with the releasing. Like you would let go of at the top of a slide to slide down. Let go with the exhale. Sliding down the length of the exhale. Let go. And then as you inhale, receive the full inhale. Allow your body space to breathe in. As you're breathing, breathe with whatever is pleasant, letting the unpleasant be there, but not focusing on it so much. Any feelings of contentment or comfort or pleasure, delight or joy, happiness or well-being. Maybe a subtle glow or a subtle warmth or a brightness, tingling or vibration, or maybe a pleasant energy that seems to come along with breathing through the body. Sliding down the exhale, allowing for the inhale. Sliding down what is pleasant, allowing for what is pleasant. The joy, the happiness, the well-being. Letting the thinking mind become quieter so you can better feel the goodness of just being here, breathing. Allowing that goodness, the pleasure to fill you, to spread throughout everywhere, even the places where that are uncomfortable. Let those be touched and filled by whatever degree of well-being that might come meditating. So as we sit here, to remember that things don't have to be all one way, or we don't have to focus on just one aspect of our experience. There's a way in which we can be at ease and inclusive of all of it, the pleasant and the unpleasant. But then open more to the pleasant side, not at the exclusion of what's difficult, but to better, in a more balanced way to hold it and be with it. And if we turn our attention now to the suffering of the world, suffering of people you know, and suffering of this COVID time, and so many people challenged, there can be a strong tendency to focus on the suffering exclusively, to feel the suffering, the pain of the world or of other people, and think that caring about it means you have to really focus on it exclusively. I believe that compassion is richer, fuller, more compassionate if it doesn't exclusively focus on the suffering, but realizes there's always more. There's always the pleasant, the non-suffering that's happening at the same time. And to include what is good and what is healthy and has a sense of well-being to it or goodness in it. And to have a broader field of attention so the suffering can be held together with or inside of a sense of well-being or a sense of settledness or ease. And so we can better recognize that the people we're thinking about or focused on, they're more than just suffering people. And you are more than someone who just focuses on suffering. There's a wider context. In that wider context of well-being and wellness and not wellness, allows compassion to be fuller and more penetrating and more pointing to the end of suffering. So as we end this meditation now, may it be that our ability to be inclusive of it all, allow us to meet the suffering of the world with greater care and kindness and compassion. May it be that the meditation we do is a direct support for us to enter the world with compassion for all. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings everywhere be free.